Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. We are coming up on that 7 o'clock hour, and just as we promised, we are bringing Miss Yesira Abraham into the studio. She has an awesome story about her life and what she's been through, and we just want to share that story with our audience tonight. It's very, very heartbreaking, one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever heard, but I want to welcome her in the studio. Miss Yesira Abraham, you are live now in the studio. How are you?
Hi, Pearl. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing absolutely super fantastic. So I would like to kind of kick things off a little bit like this. I kind of like for the authors to kind of give the audience a little feel about them and kind of tell your story.
Okay. Well, first I want to give a shout out to your awesome audience for tuning in. So I want to thank them for tuning in. Well, I'm going to start off with who I am. My name is Yesira Abraham. I'm from Harlem, New York. And I started writing at the age of 9 years old. And my first my first literary piece was a poem about a pen, actually. And my dad read it and loved it. And he wound up actually creating a miniature library for me in my home. And he actually structured and polished my skill over the years. So I just want to give a shout out to my awesome dad and thanking him for polishing my skill off in writing.
Well, that's awesome to have that type of support, and especially to hear, you know, when you have fathers in the home, because a lot of us that have came up, you know, we didn't have fathers in the home, so, and especially ones that show that type of love and responsibility, so, you know, we want to salute him for that. So you started, writing, you know, at the age of 9. What inspired you to start writing at that age?
Well, actually, there were some poets who came to my school, and they gave a class, and they just had us write about something that was on our desk. And at the time, what was on my desk was a pen, and that was my first poem that I wrote. And over the years, I went into writing poetry. I became a poet. And they actually called me the Harlem Poet. I've won awards for my poetry throughout my school years. And as I got older, I developed into a book writer. My first book, Travesty, is something that I wrote about 5-6 years ago. And I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, ma'am. I said yes. I was looking at all your books. You have 3 of them actually on Amazon. So I was looking at that.
Yeah. A Travesty is my first book that I actually wrote, and it's about Tennessee Governor Henry Jones, who was hiding the fact that he was a former Klansman. And during the election year, as he's going into his second term, the truth about his history is revealed. So now he has to confess to his African-American attorney who he used to be and ask him for help in exonerating him. You know, he was involved in the murder, but he didn't actually commit the murder. So he has to be exonerated. Yeah.
Wow. I would love to be able to get you to send, some of your books into our studio. We have actually a Black Wall Street here in Nevada where we just open up a bookstore and all kind of stuff. And maybe, once this COVID slows down, we might actually be able to get you out here and do a book signing and the whole nine, that would be awesome. So let me ask you, when it comes to authors, you know, is there any, you know, icon book authors that you admire? And
Yes, Toni Morrison. Zora Neale Hurston, Maya Angelou.
And what?
I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry. I said, can you tell us why?
I love Toni Morrison's her ability to structure a story and draw you in the way she did with Beloved. That was an awesome novel, and I was so happy that Oprah actually transformed it into a movie.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember reading that book. My sister actually had it because it was a project of hers, and I wound up reading, you know, Beloved. And another Toni Morrison piece is The Pieces I Am. That's another good book that I love of hers, and you know, the Bluest Eye, you know, those books of hers that they just inspire me to. Of all the other authors that I've ever read their work, hers inspired me the most. And I also like Edgar Allan Poe's work. His work really drew me in, and I love the twists and turns he had in his stories as well.
Right. And let me ask you, the book authors, who is your greatest influence?
My dad. My father's a great influence for me. Yeah, he's a great influence for me because he's the one who actually started me on this journey and, you know, trained me up in, you know, the ways to form a story, how to let your art touch your audience. You know, when they read your work, you want them to feel, you know, what it is that you've written. And you want them to be able, you want to take your audience by the hand and guide them into this world you created on paper. So my father really took a lot of time to shape that and form that in me. So that's why he, you know, very inspirational in my world.
Have you had the opportunity to tour, you know, with your books, and if so, where?
Well, right now I am working on getting a touring together because actually Travesty has actually transformed into a script, and it caught the attention of Bill Duke, and he's also agreed to direct it. So right now, Travesty has transformed into a script and it's being shopped around, and we're looking for a home for it. So, you know, anybody that's probably listening right now that, you know, HBO stars, we're looking for platforms like this to, you know, present it to and to have it shown.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm sure, you know, just based on what I have been able to touch within your stories, you shouldn't have no problem with that whatsoever, because that is like, I mean, it's very hits home, you know. From where you started and where you are now, how do you feel about how things are going and, you know, the industry, you know, your books, your career, the whole nine yards?
Well, I'm learning a lot about the industry through my manager and production partner, Jeff Stroy. He's really helped guiding me through this journey. I'm learning a lot from him. Awesome guy, man of his word. I mean, what can I say? He's actually the first one to read my script and say, hey, this is great. Let me take it to Bill Duke. So it's great to have somebody who believes in your work, you know, because it only takes that one. And, you know, actually, Pearl, it's so funny because I have a funny story about how I almost missed my opportunity to get my script to Bill because, you know, I'm an author, so I write books for people. You know, I've written books for a few clients that I've had over the years. And sometimes when people patronize your business, especially being a woman, you know, being a woman, you know, I'm in the industry or when you're trying to create something, sometimes people patronize your business, but they don't do it with the proper intent. So I had a meeting and it didn't go well. And I realized that the person that was they claimed to be patronizing my business, but it was they had an ulterior motive. And so I was very, very upset. And in my anger, I got a message from Jeff. You know, he reached out to me and said, hey, sister, I have a project I would like for you to, you know, maybe work on. And I was so angry and upset from the previous meeting, I was going to curse Jeff out. I was going to unleash all my anger on Jeff. I was typing that message, Pearl. I said, you know what? I was calling him all kind of names. And it was like God had said. Yeah, it was like God had said, girl, if you don't erase that message and ask that man what it is he wants, I know something. So I had erased the whole message. And I said, you know, I reached out, I said, okay, what project are you interested in? And that developed into what we have today, my book being transformed into a script, him and Bill being instrumental in forming it. I thank both of them so much for their expertise and what I've learned. Also, I have some other projects that have been completed as a result. Our relationship developed into me, and I thank God for me being able to get a couple of distribution deals for a couple of other scripts that I've completed. The one script is called Hidden Souls. Yeah, thank you. The one script is called Hidden Souls. That's a sci-fi thriller. We're forming it into a TV series. Mm-hmm. And we have Naika Fields and Jeff Stroy and myself. We're executive producers on this project here. And also another one is a romantic comedy. It's a movie called A Gift of Christmas Love. We have a distribution deal on that. So that's being shopped around as well. And that one, that's a story about gentrification coupled with immigration and a couple falling in love. So that one right there is, like, really touching to me. It's very endearing, I'm going to say that. And the story was actually created by Michael Beach. Jeff Stroy and myself are executive producers on this project as well. And we actually sent out pitch decks for both of these projects. And we sent them out to some seasoned talent within the industries. And for Hidden Souls, we sent the material for Hidden Souls out to AJ Carr, who also was in The Chi, Chicago PD, and he also played in All-American. So he read the material for Hidden Souls, loved it. So we're hoping to move forward with him. We also have Jasmine Hester. She was in The Last Ship and Chronicles of Jessica Wu. So she read the material, loved it as well. So we're hoping to move forward with her. And for A Gift of Christmas Love, we have William L. Johnson. He was in 2 Degrees and Influence. So these are some great seasoned actors that we sent our material to. They loved our project, so we're hoping to move forward with them. And I also have to give a big shout-out to Kenny Young because he's agreed to direct these projects, and I've learned so much from him. And he's been very gracious with his time and, you know, helping me polish my skill as a screenplay writer. So he's helped me with that. And also Charles Morris Jr., Vice President of Acquisitions and Development with Global Genesis. That's who we have our distribution deals with. So I just want to thank all of those guys because it takes a team, you know, to formulate something. And it's just, you know, when I think about where everything started off with me and Jeff and where it ended up and where it's developed, it's like, wow, you know, because I wind up wearing more hats than I can even, you know, think about wearing. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it. So,
yeah, and all I can say to that is God does know what he is doing. So, you know, when he brought you guys together, he knew he had his plan together. So moving on into the interview, I wanted to ask you, what would you say for any young entrepreneur that wants to become an author that may be trying to follow your footsteps or another author's, what advice would you give to them?
Read as much as possible because all writers are well read. So I would say read. You never know where you can get your inspiration from. Writing is rewriting, And I'm always reminded of that. You know, I have to remind myself of that. Writing is rewriting. Never cease to enhance your work and embrace your skill. And come up with your own style, because, you know, writing a story has its own ingredient. But, you know, you can follow that ingredient, but you can add a pinch of this and a pinch of that to it to enhance whatever it is that you're creating. So that would be my advice. And to, first and foremost, believe in God. Build a relationship with God. That's first and foremost. Because that's where you're going to get your inspiration. You're going to get your inspiration from God. He's the one that's going to, you know, bless you with that. So first and foremost, and I can't stress this enough, to build a relationship with God. So that would be my advice to any artist that's trying to, you know, make themselves known or to, you know, leave their footprints in the sand of time, you know. So that's what I would encourage them to do.
What was your I guess I would want to say, what was your, you know, one of your most difficult struggles through out your career, your most challenged days and times?
Wow, I have several, actually. Back in 2015, I made a choice to follow my writing career. I made a decision to focus all of my energy on that. So with doing that, taking that leap of faith, you know, you fall, you know. It's so crazy because my life winded up going through so many ups and downs during that time. I took that leap of faith, you know, where I was forced into moving, you know, unexpectedly. I was forced to depend on someone who wasn't dependable. And I really had to pray my way through a situation. God really came through. But you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. So mine was, you know, being a single mother, trying to build a business, and doing it alone, and completely having to lean on God because of so many people around you. You really find out who's for you and who's not. And especially when you're trying to succeed at something, you'll see a lot of people who will fall off, you know. They'll fall off or they'll try to discourage you, and it can be people, the closest people to you, that'll try to be sabotage right. to your, you know, your aim, to you succeeding your aim.
Yes, absolutely. Have any of your children ever tried to, you know, follow any of your footsteps as far as writing or becoming an author?
Yes, my son. He's the one that's come, you know, closest to following in my footsteps. And he's pretty good. He still has a long way to go, but I'm coaching him the way my dad coached me. And I can't wait to see what he's going to, you know, become once he's mastered his skill. I can't wait to see what he's going to become and what he's going to create.
And for the audience that is listening, if they wanted to purchase any or find your books, where can they find them at right now?
They'll have to put in my name, Yishra Abraham. And at Amazon.com, so they just type in my name on Amazon.com, and they can purchase my books there, Travesty and Real Women Pray. I've also...
Okay.
Go ahead.
What
was that?
No.
Yeah, I've written...
I lost you.
Yeah. No, I'm here. Yeah, like I was saying, I also written a couple of more books, and I'm working on some books that are in pre-production. One of the other books that I've written, because like I said earlier, you know, one of the things that I do is write books for people, and I actually worked on an autobiography for a young lady by the name of Aisha Latica, Through My Eyes. and through my eyes, actually, it encompasses her perception of her mother, Diane Lattiker. I'm sure you know of Diane Lattiker. She's CEO and founder of Kids Off the Block in Chicago. Her daughter, because she actually created that program for her daughter and her daughter's friends. And, you know, Aisha rebelled against the very program that her mother created to help her, you know. So it talks about her struggle, you know, dealing with her mother building this nonprofit for her, you know. But at the time, she didn't see it that way because, you know, as a young lady, you know, being stripped of your mother's time is and attention is hard. So, I mean, it's really an endearing piece. And I love it, and I'm so grateful that she allowed me to, you know, work with her on this project because it's a beautiful story. Yes. I also worked on another book by Ruth Jackson, her grandmother. It's a story. Now, the title is catching. It's called Horse Lake, and it's actually a period piece about some African American women that were murdered and buried, you know. So it's kind of a horror book. And a couple of other pieces that I'm working on, two pieces that I'm very excited and passionate about is one piece is about a award-winning gospel singer named Johnny Moe. He's the one who remade R. Kelly's song into a gospel song. So I'm really excited to tell his story, to help him, you know, to write his book, help him, you know, form his book, to work with him and bring that project to life. And I've also got the green light to work with a Dr. Henry Cook Sr. He's a towering figure in the Columbus, Georgia area. His story was very intriguing to me because he's a doctor in Columbus, Georgia, and to be a black doctor in the South, raising a family and building a business and becoming a towering figure in, you know, in a city back in the 60s and the 70s couldn't have been easy. So that right there is a I feel it's going to be a timeless classic.
Well, I'm going to be looking for it, and let me ask you, what do you want everybody to know about you? You know, I mean, what would you like the audience to know about you? That just, it's not in a book, not, you know, in somebody's story or film or TV. What do you want the audience to know about you?
What I want them to know about me is that I'm a woman of God and that my passion is writing and loving my children and that I've overcome a lot in my life. That story will be told later on as I get some other projects out the way. And I'm a city girl in a country town because I'm from New York. You know, when I moved down here to Phoenix City, Alabama, is actually where I'm at now. And I had to adjust to a country life, and it was very challenging for me. And
I know. I could imagine because I went out there and I was like, nope, I caught the first thing smoking out of there. I did not like it at all. Not up Alabama. There's too many flies and everything out there. I didn't like it. But I'm being funny, but I'm just serious. I'm so serious. I left. I wasn't there. I moved out there, and I packed up myself within a week and was like, I'm going back to California. I'm cool. So, you know, for the audience that is listening, can you please share your website information or any social media information you'd like to share at this time?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram under the Harlem Author. And they can also, if they want to reach me, they can reach me through Jeff Stroy. at ambiance.nc@gmail.com. And that's for anybody who anybody who's looking for any work, or anybody who wants to just reach out to show any interest in any other projects that I've mentioned regarding the script, especially with Travesty, you know, finding that a home, you know. So I'm looking for someone to, we're looking for a home for Travesty, because we already have Bill Duke, who's interested in directing it. So So that's a way they can reach out to me if they need to reach out to me or regarding any of my work. They can contact Jeff Stroy at ambiance.nc@gmail.com.
All right. And so do you have anything else or you would like to share, or any shout-outs that you'd like to give, you know, to anybody that you work with or in closing?
Well, I actually wanted to give a shout-out to my dad once again for completing his book. He's actually polishing it up. It's called The Life of a Young Nigger. And it's an awesome piece that he's been working on for a couple of years now. So I want to congratulate my dad on completing that, because he's actually done some articles that was in the Savannah Tribune. That got published in the Savannah Tribune. So... yeah, this would be his first novel that he's writing. I also want to give a huge shout-out to Jeff Stroy for, you know, putting up with me, basically, being a man of his word and coming through. And I also want to give a shout-out to Aisha and Diane Latica for all their wonderful encouragement, help, and patience with me as I was on this journey with Aisha and her book. So I thank you for that. I want to thank Johnny Moe and Dr. Henry Cook Sr. for allowing me to tell their stories as well. Kenny Young, Charles Moore Jr., of course, Bill Duke. I want to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in me and believing in my work. And, I you know, I would be so remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to Ty Manns, because Ty Manns, he was the one who actually helped me with getting the first 10 pages of my script right, because he told me when I wrote my script, he said the first 10 pages are the most important pages. And he helped me to polish my first 10 pages, and that's what got me to Bill Duke. So I would be completely remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to Ty Manns. And also, I have to give a shout out to Bobby Sampson for encouraging me to write a script, because I wasn't going to write a script for Travesty. And Bobby Sampson and Lakeisha Stranger got on me and was like, girl, if you don't write a script, write a script, write a script. I'm actually trying to, hopefully I can work with Bobby Sampson on a project. That's what I really want to do, because he has some great ideas. So I would like to work with him on some things. So hopefully that'll happen too in the future, hopefully. So, yeah, all these people had a part in, you know, where I am today as far as my writing and getting known, you know, and even being on your show, Pearl. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I give a shout-out to you for having me on your show. I would love to come out there and do a book writing. I mean, a book, yeah.
That would be so
wonderful. You know, a book
we'll
tour.
To speak with
you. Yeah, I would love to come out there.
We'll have to speak to Jeff and see what he wants to do on that. I just want
to
say thank you. You know, I love your energy and your spirit. You know, the whole time I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm just smiling because I'm just like so proud of you. I love hearing people's success, you know, stories, and that's what Faces of Success Radio is all about, is, you know, your accomplishments and achieving your goals and, you know, having all those power tools that you had to put together, you know, to get over that hill, you know, and you're there. And so don't let anything discourage you, you know, or hit you down. Just keep on pushing. I mean, you know, no matter how hard it seems, it's, you know, your day is going to come. So, yeah, so just keep on going, and please keep us in the loop. We're out of time, and I want to thank you so very, very much for being a guest on the show tonight. And again, if you would just repeat any contact information for booking or whatever you would like to leave the audience with.
Yes, once again, for booking or for any, because we also do pitch decks, or if you want a book written, you can contact ambiance.nc@gmail.com. You can reach out to Jeff Stroy. That's how you'll get to him, and you can present any and all information to him and, you know, offer booking or anything else.
All right. Well, you heard it right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I want to tell you thank you for being a guest on the show once again. And we're going to say goodnight, and we appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I also want to thank your audience again for listening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't going to wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking in the house tonight. And you should grab your favorite lady and promise her you'll do it right. Tell Fat Jack to jump back and give you a shot of some booze, so you can party to the stomp down, but bump and rock and roll. Dance and romance.